This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. What is the symptom of growing old? What is the symptom of growing old? I was thinking about that the other day. Of course, being 25, I'm not a very good person to think in that topic, in that area, but it's growing old from the time we're young to the time we consider that we're old. But what is the symptom of growing old? The symptom of growing old for most of us is that we stop growing. We stagnate. We stay in one attitude, in one condition, in one position. We stop thinking about being beautiful, being lovely, being fantastic. We look at a lot of old ladies who have their hair done and tinted in all colors, and we think to ourselves, my goodness, they're just beautiful without their tinting hair. And we look at them as they have their face lifted, and we have many other things done, and we think, why? And then the answer comes to us, because they're continually growing young. They're continually thinking of themselves as being young. They want the outward to look just like their attitude about themselves, that they're young. Well, now, how can they have an attitude of being young and have an outpicturing of looking old? Well, old is a matter of how we view ourselves. It's not a matter of how we look. It's how we view ourselves. There are many people in this world who are quite old, and yet they look agile and young and filled with life and vinegar and spit, and they're just very active, very wonderful, very effective beings. There are people who are teachers on into their late years, and some even 110, and some even more. And that need not be a limit to us either. With science these days telling us that we're living longer and healthier, and one day we'll live what we're supposed to live, eternally. So, what are the symptoms of growing old? Well, I think that we should concentrate more on what are the symptoms of being young. What are the symptoms of being young? The symptoms of being young are always looking for new things to play with, always looking for new gadgets, new toys, always looking for new pathways in life, always wanting to take the side trails, not take the main trail, always wanting to go out where there's adventure, and where there's excitement, and where there's something going on that is a little different. Now, in the process, we may strike up into something that's not too beneficial for us, but so be. That's part of the game, too. Although, if we have wisdom, our wisdom will always carry us through. And we do have wisdom. As Heinz told us the other day, our stem cells are our wise stem cells. They have the wisdom within them. Now, they don't have the wisdom to make the initial choice. They just have the wisdom to do whatever the original purity and integrity of anything is. So what is the original purity and integrity of our body? The original purity and integrity of our body is to be youthful, dynamic, alive, eternal. Our body is designed to live forever, not to die. Our body is designed that every cell should carry on and be fully functional, whatever age it may be. And it should be fully functional and useful at whatever age. It should dispose of all of the old pieces that are no longer useful as it grows new pieces. It throws away old tissues that are no longer useful, as the body does, and grows new tissues. We replace our skin constantly, and we replace many things in our body constantly. In fact, we're told that our entire body is replaced quite often. And yet, things like scars, they remain because they're what we believe belong to us. And when we look at our skin and we see it without a scar, then the scars don't belong to us anymore. As long as we think they belong to us, we want those memories of those adventures that we had, then the scars will stay with us. When we no longer feel that we want those adventures in our mind anymore, when we no longer are interested in that, then the scars go away because they have no game to play any longer. We are young and dynamic and beautiful as we think of ourselves as being young, dynamic, and beautiful. As we think of ourselves doing wonderful, happy things. Now, it's wonderful to sit home with a book and read. It's wonderful to relax and meditate. It's wonderful to take life easy. But it's also wonderful to go for a walk. It's wonderful to go out and commune with nature and commune with yourself. It's wonderful to do that. It's more tempting to sit back and read and go nowhere, sort of just have the adventure in your mind, and that's beautiful. But our bodies are designed to be used. Not that they will atrophy if we don't. That is the common consideration, even one I held quite often, that if you don't use it, you lose it. And I don't believe that's true. I believe that whatever our attitude is about anything, including our body, that is what our body outpictures. If our attitude about our body is that it is a beautiful, young rubber band, full of spit and vigor, ready to go and do everything, excited, then our body is that. If our body, we feel, is getting old, if our body is losing its elasticity, if our body is losing its excitement for life, it all happens upstairs in our mind. So when we open up our mind and we open up our consciousness to the idea that our body is dynamic and young and vital and alive, then our body expresses just that. I believe that's certainly the way I want to go. The way I choose to live, the way I choose to observe the world. I choose to believe that as we add years to our life, we're merely adding more wonderful building blocks of joy and peace. That we are adding more excitement, more vitality, more enthusiasm, more ways of looking at how we can enjoy more of life. It's not necessarily having things. They are okay in themselves. But what it's the most wonderful thing to have is a mental attitude that says, I like me. A mental attitude to say, I have unconditional love for myself and for everyone in my world. Yes, I think the most useful people, the most vital people on the face of the earth are the people who have trained themselves and are continually training themselves in the art of unconditional love. And truly it is an art. It's not necessarily something that we have or don't have. It's just an art. And it's just like lifting a finger. You put your finger up, you put your finger down. Everyone can do that. And if you can't do that, then train yourself. You do it mentally, if not physically. And so, the art of unconditional love, we do mentally, and physically, and spiritually, and every other way. And doing that, we not only remain young, we get younger. Because instead of getting set in our ways, we get upset. Not against anything. But we are ready to walk new pathways. We're ready to climb new mountains. We're ready to forge new rivers. We're ready to do the undone by us. Because life is so exciting and so filled with wonderful things to do that we should never stop. Oh, people have businesses and they lose their business, they start another business. They lose that business and start another business. Some people love businesses. They love to be active in that type of a function. Other people have all sorts of other experiences that they love. They go to college and take one major, and then by the time they're halfway through, they get excited at another one. They add a major, subtract a major, and pretty soon they're so excited about everything in life because there's so many adventures, there's so many thrills, there's so many things going on. There's so many activities in life that are wonderful and good and beautiful. Yes, growing old is what people do when they sit back and decide to quit. Growing young is what people do when they sit up, jump up, and say, life is to be lived, and I am living it. I know that's what you're doing, because that's what I'm doing. And everywhere I look, I see what I am, and I see what I'm doing. And it's wonderful, and it's exciting, and I see each one of you joining me in your own way, walking your own path, excited about your own life. I love you. I love you. I love you.